Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back. I'm back.
Alyssa's back.
Little break there. Had some appointments, was feeling a little tired and just,
yeah.
A little break.
We understand.
But yeah, I'm back. We have a really good episode today. Super excited. Can't believe it's November when this comes out.
Like, I seriously can't believe it.
So crazy. Like, this is what I mean when fall goes by way too fast. Like, I swear summer does not go by this fast.
It really is only September, I have decided. I think, like it's actually just September because August, like, people are fighting to the death that it's still summer. Uh-huh. And then September, you're, like, full-fledged in fall. And then and then on Halloween, literally last day of October, that's when now I'm seeing, I can't wait for winter. And then it's all the girlies posting like winter holiday content. So then it's actually over. Now it's winter. So, so happy winter.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm honestly going to put my Christmas tree up very soon. Cause like,
first of all,
why not? And second, because I don't want to be too pregnant when I need to put it up. And I feel like I loved like, putting up Christmas decoration is just a whole task in itself. You want it to last as long as possible. So I feel like having it up for a month isn't enough. So I think I'm just going to put it up soon.
Yeah, honestly. And I feel like it just gives you serotonin just looking at it and all the decorations.
100%.
It's so pretty.
This is your sign if you don't have the Home Depot viral tree, whatever that is. It is so worth it. I love it so much because it has like the twinkling lights. It has like so five different light settings and it like the twinkling ones are just so beautiful and it's so like just big and tall and I don't know. It's so festive. And like you said, anytime you look at it, I just like feel happy.
It's so fun. I kind of want to get it too now. Like I just so want a tree. Do you buy it online?
You can. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did. Because it's kind of big.
Yeah, it's like really big.
It's so good. 10 out of 10 recommend that. Yeah, so crazy. This year is flying by. And I feel like I can't tell if it's just me because I'm pregnant and it like is making things go by fast or if it's just because we're getting older. And I feel like as you get older, it goes by faster.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just like genuinely like going by fast.
I feel like everybody. It is going by fast. For like, sure. And like, no, it's crazy because you're at the end of your pregnancy pretty much. She just had her baby shower.
Yes.
It was so beautiful and fun.
Yeah, we had, because I wasn't on last week, we did Andrew's baby shower the week before, so 2 weeks ago. And we did a hibachi dinner for his friends because just his friends are very casual, easygoing, you know, boys. So we did a hibachi with his friends and like the wives and stuff. And that was really fun. And then mine was this past weekend. And yeah, I feel like I loved how it turned out. There was so much content from it. Like the theme was so cute. It was a little pearl is on the way.
So
and
just cute.
All the details were like pearls everywhere, but not like a cheesy, like Audrey Hepburn pearl, but like a chic beachy pearl.
Yeah. No, it was stunning. I literally couldn't believe my eyes when I walked in.
Yeah. Shout out to my planner, Brooke, and her company, Elevate Collaborative. She does mainly events for brands and curates these experiences and whatnot. But I was like, how can I work with you, please? Because
the
vision is stunning. Everything you do and execute is just so beautiful. And her attention to detail is just so crazy. So that's why we were able to incorporate some brands into it, which I feel like as a creator is kind of fun to do, especially if brands are interested in participating. And then you kind of get to give your guests that experience, especially if they're not influencers. So that was really fun to do. And again, Brooke coordinated all of that. And obviously I had to have Holy Matcha there as well. So that was really fun.
That was such a cute touch.
And the food was really good. And
it was so good.
just cute. Love little a good games. Brunch. Yeah. I feel like overall it's just like so wholesome and girly and pretty. And I'm so happy it was cloudy for the most part because I feel like the content just turned out so good. Because yeah, I love really cloudy did. Sky. But yeah, it was so fun and cute. And I feel like I haven't been to that many baby showers. So I just didn't know, like, what do you really do at a baby shower? But Thanksgiving baby shower. So it's cute.
It was so cute. It was literally perfect. Everything was so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like it was very me and very like on brand, like what I like and just all the details. And the venue was super stunning too. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Had some friends come into town for it, which I feel like is so sweet and nice. We had some girls who we met from our first Trova trip who live in
so crazy
and Atlanta, and they flew in for it, so that was like so nice. That's why I love those trips. Like, that's what we truly mean when like you make these friendships and these bonds. Like, what was our first trip, like 3 years ago at this point?
I can't believe that,
something like that. Yeah, so we've known these girls for 3 years now, and now they're at my baby shower.
Yes.
But yeah, love them. So shout out to Jewel and Aaron for traveling literally across the country to come to my baby shower. And then Jillian so came sweet. From Nashville. So nice. And Riley was in town from Colorado. Just girlies from all over. So
yeah,
it was really fun, and did like some activities over the weekend. So super wholesome, super fun. And then I was just like so exhausted after.
Oh, I'm sure.
Honestly, like took a full week to recover. So,
yeah, that, you killed it, honestly. It was a really fun weekend.
Yeah, it's just fun to hang out with all the girlies and see everyone and celebrate. So I'm really excited. And now I feel like I can really focus on my nursery and putting everything away and like seeing what we have, what we still need, and get everything situated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a good weekend. And do you have anything, any updates?
Really? I feel like, yeah, this weekend just did all the things with you.
Yeah.
That was so fun. Honestly, I'm like, I feel like this week like kind of flew by. I literally said this to Josh yesterday that like just feels like there's not enough hours in the day. Like by the time that I'm done like doing one thing in the morning, it's 2 p.m. And then I'm like, okay.
Literally. yeah.
So no, honestly, I've just been shopping a lot randomly this week.
Okay, love
and
that.
And that's my update.
Okay, but, well then I feel like we could do influences. And
okay.
You want to go first?
Okay, you guys, my influence of the week. We were just talking about this because I feel like randomly everyone is doing their like winter holiday drops and I am just like so excited about it. But also, I feel like the brands are catching on to the things that like the girlies like me really love because like you're gonna sucker us in every time. Like, I don't know. I just feel like some really good stuff has dropped. So I literally have a list. Okay. I'm going to go through a short little haul of what I got.
I love a shopping haul. You should make a full video on this and be like,
I know.
What I bought this week.
Yes, I know. I need to do a winter haul because it's crazy. Okay, first thing, which I didn't post this part because I just feel like, okay, I don't know why, but Bowen Tea has literally, if you have like a snow trip coming up, they literally have the cutest pink like ski collection. I'm obsessed with it. I spent way too much there, genuinely way too much. However,
wait, did
though,
you buy
some? Oh my God, like so much. I bought, because I'm going on a winter trip
with
Josh.
Well, you have a trip. Yes.
We're going to Finland. So that's, I legit needed like snow stuff. I had no idea where the girls were buying cute snow stuff that was under like $500. Literally like some of these brands are crazy. So Bowen Tea, it's still like a high price point, but it's like $300 for a full ski winter suit. And I feel like that's a pretty good price from what I've been seeing. I don't know. It's like really expensive out here. So I got so much cute stuff from them.
They
and then
have
the
good,
bar.
Like, cozy like knits too.
Yes. Like, they have
just,
honestly
like,
such
knit
good stuff.
Cozy set that I want to buy. It's kind of like a brownie beige taupe color.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really pretty.
Yeah, Alyssa has changed my mindset with shopping slowly, because usually I'm like, okay, I'll like put this in my car and like see next week if I still want it. No, there's things just like sell. Yes, things sell out so fast. I feel like I have been burned recently where I just like regret it so much. However, it has worked out randomly. Like I'll end up getting the thing that I want, but I understand the game now. Like you have to just check out because you can always return it if you don't like it. Yeah, so that's my mindset. So I just ordered everything I want. Once I get it in, I'm gonna see if it's worth what it was cost, what it costs, and then I'll return if I want. But I genuinely love everything. The bar had their, I forget what it, what they called it. Check Your Girls, I want to say. Yeah,
like their breast cancer drop.
Yes, that was so sweet. They did it so beautifully. I really love that, and like how they did it. They had girls be the face of the campaign that have went through the process. Obviously, Bridget is going through it right now, and I just thought that was, I don't know, I thought it was just like really beautifully done. So I got a set from them, and I'm so excited about it. It's like a furry little cardigan with matching pants. And then Lounge also, I love Lounge. Lounge also just came out with their winter drop, and it is so good, you guys. Like, I bought a bunch of stuff. They have really cute,
wait,
like,
I also saw
sweaters.
They do like more than just lingerie. Like, they have clothes.
They have a
too.
Whole, you actually, I was gonna send it to you. You would love it. Like, they have such cute stuff that you would actually love, and it's like high end, literally loungewear. So, oh my god! And they came out with purses and shoes, and it's giving Tony Bianco shoes,
what?
And it's giving like Poland bags. They're really killing it right now. I feel like I don't see much about it.
That.
Yeah, but I went on their website and I was blown away. I literally like, yeah, use my code.
Why don't
Danielle.
They promote
I forget
this
what my
more.
Code is. I don't actually think I have one, but it's so cute, you guys, like literally. Okay, so got my Lounge pieces, and then the last stop on my winter shopping extravaganza was Skims's holiday winter drop, which I just showed Alyssa, and
yeah,
she thought
we
it was really amazing too. It is so good. It's huge. The drop is literally huge, and for the girlies, it's like, so good.
I feel like they didn't do a super great job of promoting it, because I'm signed up for all the, like, I get all these notifications. Like, I am in the email newsletters of all these brands.
Yeah.
And I feel like Skims, like, the marketing photos and materials was all the, like, red plaid stuff, which is still really cute. But when you were describing to me what you got, I had no idea. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So, I got, like, actual, like, holiday dress, like a holiday dress outfit.
Yeah,
it's stunning. It is like more expensive, but it's real silk, so I want it to get it in and decide if I think it's worth like what I paid for it, which like I just know it will be. But yeah. I bought like a full little outfit, like a silk little corset skirt moment with a shawl, and then I got two pairs of pajamas that are like holiday Fair Isle, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah,
Fair Isle, that print, and then there was like a snowflake pajama that I just like, I know I want to wear that in when I'm in Finland, so like, okay, I need to get these. So I'm so excited. I feel like I just gave myself a little Christmas. And yeah, that was a lot for me, honestly. So, but I'm really excited. Everyone's coming out with their winter drops, and they're so good.
Yeah. Who else have I seen recently? I feel like I've seen so many, and I'm like, I need to not spend my money. Oh, Heaven Mayhem's jewelry drop.
Oh, I didn't see it.
So stunning. It's like, good.
Is it a winter drop?
I think it's just like their holiday collection. I bought two necklaces from them.
Like, everyone's coming out with the best holiday collection.
It's just like, you know how they do the really long cute. Necklaces? There was one that just has like, I think it's like black and gold, like a tassel kind of, but it's longer, which I think is so pretty. And there's another one with like a shell in a net.
The cuffs are pretty.
I know. I'm like still thinking about the cuffs because really I have pretty. So many bracelets, but I'm like, oh, they're so good. But yeah, use my code Alyssa20. Wow. They just gave me a discount code. So I'm like, I need to go
wait,
back
love
and buy
that.
More.
Wait, they're... Oh my god.
The necklace.
I'm gonna be
the charm thing.
I'm gonna be checking out. I also another influence, I love a pair of glasses. Like these big thick glasses.
Wait,
and they
which
have
one?
Them. They're so cute. Like they just have like glasses. Like actual glasses?
Not those big ones, but I have the like normal size ones. The rectangle ones.
They're so cute. Okay, wow. I feel like all the girlies right now are probably on their phones looking at these drops too. So you're welcome and I'm sorry.
Heaven Mayhem. I'm like trying to think. What else? I'm like looking at my inbox. I haven't really like, I'm still kind of like planning my attack.
But you're planning your attack. Yeah.
I think that was like the other main one that you didn't mention that I saw. Oh, and then I didn't buy anything, but you know the swimwear brand Same? They have clothes now.
Okay, and like, I think I saw
that. They're stunning. Same with Aurium Collective or Cassie D'Amico's brand. Like everyone is like really expanding their brands.
I know. Oh, Same, it's kind of giving Iraqi or
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. I love that.
It's kind of pricey, but it is really cute.
Oh, it's really pricey.
Yeah. But
oh, wow. Ugh, it's all so, so cute. Sorry, guys. We're like literally just shopping. Like, that's crazy. God.
Yeah.
The I'm showing Alyssa this crazy jacket from Same. Okay. Wow. Hopefully, we're influencing you guys.
I know. And then obviously the Sephora sale is happening. So it's like, I want to get a few things to try. Like, have you seen the brand? I think, I don't know how you say it. It's like Edam or something. It's like E-A-D-A-M. I think it's like lip stuff. I think it's a clean brand. So I really wanted to try that. And also I really want to try the Dior foundation stick. Have you seen that?
No, that sounds amazing though. So for some reason that makes me feel like it's not clean. Something about like putting on your face and then reusing it is interesting, but I feel like that would be really easy to apply.
So like, I haven't seen that. There's a couple things I want to try, and then obviously restocking on all my regular stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a Sephora sale, but
oh my goodness, what an expensive time of year, you guys. We gotta,
it always is too, because all the coats are coming out, like Revolve is like dropping all their fur coats, and they're all just so good.
I feel like
I'm like, I don't need a coat. I'm literally not going anywhere. Like, Alyssa, do not buy coats, and I can't, like, it's so hard. At least you have a trip that you need stuff for.
Yeah.
Like a cold
I feel like
trip.
I did a good job of coats last year where I don't even think I would buy. Like, I feel like I like all my coats. I just don't have snow coats. So, like, that's all I'm buying. Yeah. I feel like you have a good coat collection, too. Oh, but, God. Yeah, these brands keep coming out
with
more.
I have this insane coat collection, and I live in Southern California. Like,
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's
it's
your
a good time
influence?
To be a girl.
I know.
My influence, it's just this time of year, but I love a cable knit pattern on anything, like sweater, pants, like lounge sets. Just that,
so
like
cute
knit pattern. I feel like it's just so pretty. I feel like it's a good texture. It's just like, I don't know, like anything cable knit. And then obviously all the baby cable knit stuff to like match.
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah. My influence, as we are starting to slowly move into quote unquote winter, because not really, because San Diego is. It was literally like 85 degrees the other day.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like trying to wear sweaters and it's just not working because on top of being pregnant, I'm super hot.
Yeah, you're hot.
So I like cannot wear this stuff yet. So I like have the AC cranked down in my house to like 65 because I'm hot, but I want to wear sweaters.
Yeah.
And Andrew's just like freezing. But...
freezing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so my influence is just cable knit. I love love cable knit. So.
Yeah, I love a cable knit.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
Amazing. Well, great chat, guys. Hopefully we gave you some shopping inspiration.
The girls are shopping.
And also a good way to incentivize yourself, we were also just talking about this, is like selling things on Poshmark that you don't need anymore and then using that money to buy new stuff. And then it's basically free. Because
it's
girl
free
math.
Girl math. Yeah, I've been on my Poshmark game recently, you guys. I literally
you
have the inventory.
You inspired me to like get back on mine, and it's been going like pretty well. Like people pay.
Yeah, dude, I pay. Sorry, we're just like gonna drag on this intro, but I just have to say, I pay for the promoted closet, and I think it's worth it. I will say
okay.
that.
Okay, I did it for a few weeks, and I feel like I got a couple sales from it, but
yeah, like they have your analytics, and honestly, it's so smart because I always make way more than I spend. Yeah. So I think it's honestly so smart of them to do that. Like, they're probably making so much money from it.
Love that. Okay. Yeah, I should do it again. But okay. Moving into the sixth episode, we thought we would talk about just like creator icks and some of our biggest pet peeves. But also, we want to be positive girlies. So we're also going to talk about how
someone's calling you really quick.
Oh, how did you hear that?
I don't know. I like,
that's so funny. I just started vibrating. Oh yeah, that is so funny. I like tingly senses.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is. Okay. Anyway, and how to solve these pet peeves and icks. So first one we're going to talk about is. And I think this is my number one.
This is thing my number
with
one.
Instagram. Is reels going viral to an audience that you have no control over? Like, I genuinely think this is my biggest pet peeve because
this is like the most frustrating too.
Because like you just, unfortunately, you have no control over it. And it's like, obviously brands want to see a very specific audience, but if you post a reel and then it reaches not your audience and it reaches this random audience and then you gain all these followers that are not in your ideal target market, then like, what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. It's, oh my God, or like it is so frustrating.
Why do men, like, why are they even here?
Literally. I just, like, in my ideal world, I really, really wish that there was, like, an option where you literally could, like, take choose. Out a certain, like,
or I wish
person
you could
you're trying to avoid.
Where you want to target.
Or where. Yes, because you can do that when you're marketing alcohol brand. There's like a little toggle you turn on and it's 21 and up for like an alcoholic brand. You can choose like where it goes, which is kind of crazy. Like you can exclude certain places or whatever. And I just wish like you could do that because it just sucks that it actually affects the brands that want to work with you if like their target isn't aligned with yours, but like you have no control over like where your reel ends up. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have issues with this, but I don't really know like, how they could control it, honestly, but I wish we could.
And obviously it's like, of course, Instagram wants you to run ads and then you can be very specific with where that like content is being shown and then you're paying for it. But just from like a general standpoint of when you post content every day, like it's really kind of frustrating. Like I think in my second trimester when I was kind of laying on the couch watching TV all day, I think I purged almost 20,000, and I'm not being dramatic.
Yeah, that's 20,000. I honestly need to do that.
Of just like bots or finding inactive profiles or people who haven't posted in the last 5 years or people who are following 7,500 accounts and have zero posts and zero followers, like anything like that, or like just different countries that are not the target demographic that I'm looking for. And I just like, and also Instagram doesn't make it easy to do that either. You have to manually be searching and doing it. So,
and then you get flagged if you do too many at a time, which is my anxiety issue, is like, I don't want to be flagged, but like, I'm just trying to clean it up, you know?
Right. And it's like, why would you be flagged? Like, it's your account. You should be able to control like what you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also with trial reels, I don't know. Let me know your guys' experience with trial reels, because I've had some trial reels recently go super viral. And then I realize they're going viral in an area I don't like that. I'm not looking for, that brands don't, you know what I mean?
Like brands don't align with. Yeah.
Yeah. That is going to like skew my ratio and that I don't want. So I literally had to delete it and it was over 1 million and I just deleted it and took the loss. But I mean, it doesn't really matter actually. It's literally just a trial reel. So didn't really lose anything, but
yeah,
that kind of sucks. Cause I was going to just like post it on my actual feed, but it was, I couldn't because it was going viral somewhere else.
That's what makes me scared of trial reels, because like you literally have no control over who sees this, who's being pushed to it.
It's not your followers. And it's like, so who is it?
Right. They're just going to push it out. And then if random, like say random men start engaging with it, they're going to keep pushing it out to men. And then like, that's not who you want seeing your content for the girls.
I think
so.
It's
scary.
It's such a good idea. And like, regardless of that, instance that I just talked about, like I have been testing it and using it more analytically, and it is super helpful for that. But it does, I don't know, that one video that went viral somewhere I didn't want, kind of like made me a little iffy about it. But I like mm-hmm. testing. If honestly how I use it now is I test if a video is too long, because I'm trying to like play around, and this goes into like we want to give like our pet peeve kind of, and then like how we solve it or how we work with it. Yeah. So like how I have been solving or like trying to work with it is I'm trying to talk more in my videos, and yeah. I just can't tell, because when you're talking you just like keep going, and I feel like talking videos easily get to like a minute, and so I'm doing trial reels for talking, and I'm literally only using it as a tool to see, like, I have a normal threshold for my trial reels, and if it's under that, then I know it just like there's a hook issue or it's too long. And if it goes like normal or over, then I'll be like, okay, I feel like this could do well on my profile. And I feel like it's good for that, honestly. I've been testing with that. But yeah, I'm trying to talk more. I'm trying to tag locations more. This is how I'm trying to, like...
Yeah, I had this conversation with my manager, and she said the same things, too, because I feel like a couple years ago with, like, all those walking crosswalk videos that would do really well, sometimes mm-hmm. those would hit the wrong audience. And, like, you don't know if you're not specifically checking. So yes, I just
and I we were was never unaware. Checking back then.
Right. Yeah. Because no one was checking. So I was just unaware. And then... all of a sudden this year, when brands really care about locations, I like looked and I'm like, yeah, so we need to go back and fix this, which is why I try to remove so many accounts. But yeah, so she talked about like ways to kind of help keep the content within your target demographic. And then, like you said, so like talking in your video and then tagging the locations you're in, just like general locations, using like hashtags too, of like hashtag San Diego blogger, just things that like will help fine tune and make it very clear to the algorithm where you are, mm-hmm. I think. So that's kind of been my focus. So I feel like if you see us like tagging locations or using a certain hashtag, whatever, it's because we're trying to target a very specific demographic.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like hashtags are low-key back. Like, I feel like if you use, like, three hashtags and they're really specific, like, I don't know. I feel like I noticed it helps a little bit. So I'm trying to, like, do that again, too.
Yeah, but just, like, being very specific and, like, using your captions for mm-hmm. SEO keywords and whatnot. But I truly, truly feel this is, like, my one biggest pet peeve with Instagram is just, like, not really being able to control mm-hmm. your audience and, like, where this content is going.
Yeah, I think it gives me like the most anxiety out of like everything now. So
because then again, if it goes to the wrong audience and you get all these followers, like Instagram does not make it easy to remove them. Like you have to just sit there and do it one by one. So that would be my biggest one. Okay. Yeah. Next one is brands taking advantage of creators. And I feel like we are getting better as an industry, but mm-hmm. it is still an issue. And I feel like brands are still finding loopholes to mm-hmm. kind of get away with this. But just underpaying creators in general, I feel like as an industry, there is kind of an established baseline at this point, especially with all these management agencies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like they, I feel like, help establish it, but it's still just like they don't get it sometimes. Like they don't get everything that goes into it, or just like they think that you want to go eat at their restaurant in exchange for a reel is like a fair trade.
Yeah.
That gets me.
I know. Yeah, it is very interesting. I feel like I delete, honestly, emails like that. If it's giving, they're trying to take advantage, like I'm deleting it immediately. Yeah. Like I'm not reading it. And I kind of feel like that's where we are as mm-hmm. a collective.
Yeah. And I feel like brands are definitely getting better, but there are still brands who like are definitely playing on that exposure piece. And it's just like, hopefully we are all now educated enough to say no to that. And it's just like, it's not, like, that's not how this works anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exposure, like, as a form of payment, or, like, if they say they're going to boost it, we've talked about this so many times, but no, you're going to pay for boosting right. and whitelisting. Right. Also, it's like so frustrating sometimes when they ask for really tight deadlines. And then especially when they ask for a tight deadline and then they take a week to approve it. I'm like, oh, I actually canceled my entire day, was right. up all night editing this and then didn't sleep and then sent this in first thing in the morning and actually you didn't respond for a week. Like that's happened to me for a few times where I actually was psycho, dropped everything, got it in so fast. And yeah, I don't know. If it doesn't seem like they value your time when you're valuing theirs, that can mm-hmm. be very frustrating.
That happened to me with one campaign where I got it in July and the subject line was urgent, timely response needed. And it was like the brand, the campaign, everything.
Oh my God, this
like,
has happened to me too.
Please respond yes. by EOD, whatever. Okay. We respond, get it secured, whatever. Still have not posted this campaign. I think I did the content a month ago. I submitted content a month ago and still like not like
is it a body care brand?
Potentially.
Or like are they in Sephora?
Yes.
I honestly wonder if it's the same one that because that happened to me literally with an urgent and I'm timeline. Just like,
hello. I'm just like it's like literally their email is urgent. Please respond with rates yeah. by EOD, whatever. And then you do it and then the brief product, whatever, you get it and then you submit the content and yeah, like still have not gone live. I think sometimes brands like that's just so stretch like, oh, Black Friday's coming up. Like let's.
Yeah, like, maybe they like intentionally. Right.
Because they know creators charge more like during Black Friday sales and whatnot. So it's like, let's secure our creators months in advance and then
yeah.
just delay and then post later. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, having those like tight deadlines or quick turnarounds uh-huh. and then like it's not actually that urgent.
Yeah. Also so. When you have to like reshoot because oh my God, this is like one of my biggest pet peeves. Like we're just gonna like rant for a sec and but then we're gonna spin it and be positive. But when brands like don't have a clear brief, so you shoot and then you send in the content, they're like, oh my gosh, so sorry, like this was not the vision, like actually like we mm-hmm. wanted to go this way. I'm like, oh, well, you actually didn't specify that and that's crazy. Like I hate that,
especially like, if we're going out of our way or taking our time to like rent a studio space or like, you know, hair and makeup takes time or you're trying like really hard and it's like That is one of my pet peeves too. Like one time I did one with this brand and like I was being really nice and like not doing it as a favor. I loved the brand, loved their product. The product's kind of pricey and the rate was really low. But I was like, mm-hmm. love to support a small business, love to support women-owned businesses and like did the content, submitted it, followed the brief they had sent. And then they come back to me and be like, oh, actually like we need the shirt tucked in all the outfits. And I was like, that's not a quick You're fix. Like, that's a complete redo. Because you can't, like, edit that. You can't, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like...
Uh-huh.
That's, like, a really big thing to just not mention.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Yes. Super frustrating. And I was, like, very polite and honest with them and just, like... Like, I appreciate the feedback that was not in the original brief. Like, I made sure to read it, like, very detailed and, like, made mm-hmm. sure I hit all the points and, like, happy to do that. But I do have a reshoot fee. Happy to do that if you want to move forward. And they didn't, which, like, I was fine with because I did not want to redo the content.
Honestly? Okay, so then you still posted it without
yeah. it being and then they were fine with it. They were like, okay, thank you so much for the transparency. Like, we totally understand where you're coming from. Like... totally good to post what you did. And I was like,
okay, that yeah. literally good for you because I think a lot of people would be kind of like frozen in that situation. Like I feel like me a few years ago, I would have been like, okay, I have to reshoot it. Like, oh my God, like I have to drop everything and reshoot for this brand. But like, seriously, this kind of goes into like how we solve this issue and like work mm-hmm. with it. I think set like what you did, like setting boundaries early is so important because I feel yeah. like if this was a brand where you were like, okay, I'll reshoot it. Like the next time they work with you, like they're going to always think that you do that. I think it's so important to just be like
yeah.
clear and concise early on and set your boundaries early because you're kind of setting the tone of how they can treat you.
Well, I also think too, for me, I really like to confirm with the brand like what their vision is. And like, I love mm-hmm. when brands ask like, what is your like idea or creative concept, because then you can like, you basically spell out what you're gonna do, you can like write up a quick little script so the brand mm-hmm. like understands what you're doing. And like, also when they send creative briefs too about like things they want featured, how to hold the product, like whatever it is, like I get sometimes brands are like super nitpicky, but I would honestly rather have that and know everything they're looking for so I can really kind of plan and hit yeah. all the important points than them like not have anything and then submit something and they're like, we love it, but we'd love all these changes, you know? So if they mm-hmm. don't send a creative brief, I'm just like, here's my creative concept, here's kind of the script or mm-hmm. points I really want to hit. Just want to make sure the brand is aligned.
We're aligned with this
before mm-hmm. we start creating content. And I think brands appreciate that. And then it also saves you time. It just saves everybody time. And then if there is pushback or anything, you have that paper trail to be like, okay, like in a couple emails back, I had submitted this idea, this concept, and you guys approved it and there wasn't really any feedback. You know, if it's an easy edit, like happy to make that quick change if they want mm-hmm. something cut out or they want something cropped or they want like a longer clip of something, whatever. But if it takes an entire reshoot, that's when I'm like, okay, like let's figure out where the miscommunication was, because like I spent a lot of time prepping this yeah. just to make sure I'm hitting all these points, because mm-hmm. yeah, that is like very frustrating when that happens. So I think just setting yourself up for success from the beginning is really just going to save you in the long run. And then brands, like you said, will know that like, you're very organized, you're going to like submit your points, they're going to approve it, you film, submit, and everything's going to be like good to go. And that's like best case scenario for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and also like practicing saying no. I'm trying to do that right now with like offers that when you zoom out, they're really like, wow, this is such easy money. But like, you got to like stay zoomed in to the bigger picture and like yeah. align to a higher frequency. You want brand integrity for yourself, and saying no will open higher doors. I just said yeah. no to something and Josh was like, wait.
Andrew does that to me like all the really time. Easy.
And I'm like, Josh, I'm like,
babe, you don't not get it.
Yes. I'm like, you have to align to a higher frequency. Like, you can't just like accept things and like
you can't just lower yourself down coming in the inbox. Yeah.
And yes, it would be nice, but like, we have to have respect for ourselves and brand integrity as a collective, because I feel like when you do that for yourself, you're actually doing that for all creators, because I feel like brands
yes.
will raise their rates if girls are saying no to their like weird lowball offers. Like, they're mm-hmm. gonna start raising it. That's just the natural progression. So like, we all have to lock in, you guys.
And I feel like too, when Andrew does convince me to take the low rate, I feel uh-huh. icky about it when I'm
always
doing it.
You always feel it, icky.
I feel icky like when I'm doing it, and like, obviously love the brand, not the brand's fault, like
yeah,
I could have
yeah,
said yeah, no, but like,
you're not aligned to your frequency,
right? But like, they just like don't see it that way because they obviously don't know the industry as well as we do.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I don't like feeling icky. So
yeah. Whenever and you want
to
like care.
So you want it, you like want it to be worth your time, worth the brand's time. Like, I don't know. It's just like, you guys know what we're talking about. Like, you just don't
yeah,
want
you guys
that,
have like, felt that feeling where you regret taking something like, oh my God, I try to yeah. avoid that now at all costs. Like, I know what the initial feeling is when I get the offer, and if I feel it, it has to be a no, even though it's hard, and it's like hard turning down money that's right there. It's just, that's what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is the time it takes.
The time it takes
to film and edit. This is truly like the bane of my existence sometimes, because I know. Brands, people, anything, just I feel like they underestimate the time it takes to do a video, because you will film content. You'll get like 10 minutes worth of content that you're cutting down a video to 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those things, it's like you could have an assistant do it, but like no one has the touch like you do.
Yes.
Or no one knows the exact moments that are like the good moments of like movement mm-hmm. that you want to feature, or that like your face doesn't look weird or like the way you want something to flow.
Yes.
So it's like you're doing this and you're sitting there and it takes so long to do. And I sometimes will, I feel like I'll spend a whole day editing. And then I'm like, what did I do today?
Literally like a whole day.
Like submitting a campaign is like a whole thing in itself. Because it's like the campaign. And then you're not even done at that point. You are, again, editing.
It's minimum tweaking, a day editing.
Writing caption, scripts, stories, writing voiceovers, yeah. Writing the captions, creating the stories, and then saving them. And then you have to submit them to the brand. But then when you post, they want you to use like a fresh one. So you have to like retype everything out.
Yeah.
Like it's just like and obviously this is like such a privileged problem to
I know
have.
I was about to say it's giving you try being an influencer for a day, but like okay,
but that's just part of the job, and there are parts yeah. of everyone's job that they have that they don't like or enjoy, and this just happens to be one of them.
And
or like
you know
when you're
what?
Taking photos like, and you're sifting through 300 photos,
yeah. And also coworkers, I'm just like had this thought in my head when I had a 9-to-5, we would all just like at lunch have like these vent sessions, but like, we can't do that. Okay. We don't have like coworkers right. at lunch. So here we are. Here's our
venting
collective
to our
vent
husbands
sesh.
Who don't get it. And then you're like, well,
oh my God,
that didn't help me.
Josh and I just had the funniest like tiff yesterday about this, about what I was just talking about, where he was like, wait, you should take it. And I'm like, you don't get it. Like, and he's like sitting there patiently. He's like, okay, like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anyways, yes, the time you can take a whole day. And this happened to me recently. I did something kind of new, took me the whole day, and I posted it. Well, I kind of did a trial reel for it, and it actually flopped, and I posted it on TikTok, and it flopped. It's just like a new format I'm trying out, and I'm going to stick to it because, like, I do want to talk more and have, like, more, like, I don't know. I just want to talk more. It's something that I'm, like, really excited to do, so I'm going to do it, but I'm just trying to figure out how it's working for me. So I've accepted it does take a full ass day, okay? If I'm gonna film something, especially like a day in the life or whatever, it right. is gonna take me the whole day. And you know what? It might not do well, but I'm actually just accepting that at this point because it's something I want to commit to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I'm solving it, okay? We are committing to it and I'm accepting it as a good thing. Also, you can invest in an assistant. You can schedule your content in advance. And that's kind of what I'm doing. Like I'm trying to do these like content days for filming specifically because I feel like I'm in a good groove of like being able to batch like photo content really well or like reuse things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really trying to focus on like the video element. So kind of like tailoring your schedule that way. And then again, like trial reels, I think it's scary, but I've decided for myself, I'm only trial reeling me talking. Like I
love that.
Unless it's something that's like, I really want to trial for some reason, but I think I've committed to only talking trial reels for me. Because I just know it's not going to go anywhere weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I think same. I think with talking, it's scary. I feel like for me, TikTok, I actually don't care about, which I should care
yeah.
about, but I just don't. So I like posted one. I recently posted a talking video of me like picking out which dress to wear to my baby shower, and it did surprisingly well. So now I think my process is going to be post a talking video on TikTok and then post the video on trial reels.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's a really good, strategy.
Just, help with that demographic situation. But yeah, and I think the time blocking too, like, I feel like I'm still trying to figure out, which is just so funny because I just know once I have a baby, I'm all blown up. And, but for the meantime, I think like, it's hard because it's like when you do content that you love, you want to edit it right away. But I think mm-hmm. like having a dedicated shoot day and then you like get
decompress.
Off of that, yeah. So like shoot multiple things that day and then the next day be the editing day or whatever. Because when I do the shoot day and then I edit the same day and I'm trying to like edit and submit content, whatever, that's when I start to feel chaotic and overwhelmed.
Yeah, same.
So like, that kind of leads into planning ahead for campaigns. So like not waiting for the deadline that it's due to submit it, and then you're like doing mm-hmm. it all in one day, and then you're just like stressed.
Yes.
But planning ahead, and like if you have the product, you have the brief, and the contracts are signed, no need to wait until a day before to do it, you know, just like get it done so you're not rushed. And I feel like I have been doing that, and it's been a lot better for me. Mm-hmm. Trying to break it up more so that I don't feel as overwhelmed. And then with editing, I love to edit like on the couch with reality TV behind me, because then I feel like I'm getting like I'm even being more productive, because I'm like, dang, I'm editing my content and I'm watching the new season.
So,
like,
yeah.
So, getting two things done at once, but you don't actually have to pay attention to the TV. So I feel like sometimes sitting at your computer all day is just so like,
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's just like not productive. So yeah, that's a good way to solve that. But just acknowledging, and we get it, you guys, that like this stuff takes time. But again, it's our job and we love it and we're so happy to do it. And it's not that serious and it's not actually that hard. And we get that. It's just a pet peeve / vent session with a solution.
Oh, also, I will say, I feel like we're so close to AI editing. CapCut has stepped up their game with AI, and I actually tried it recently. It was pretty good. I was like, okay. Like, they have something where you literally type in it. So, okay, they have, you guys should look at this because it's really interesting and way better than it was before. You type in like what you want, and then there's a bunch of questions. Like it literally asks if it's a vlog, if it's like a compilation, if it's like, I literally think there's a styling video option. There's like a bunch of options, and then you click how long you want it. There was a bunch of good options. And I definitely tweaked it a bit, but it was one that I wasn't like super tied to how it came out. It was kind of like a trial situation, and it was pretty good. They did cut out some things that I was like, I actually need to keep that in, but I feel like we're on the brink of it. Like maybe it's coming. Okay. We'll see.
Love that. I love the tool where you can like AI cut out silences or whatever.
Yeah.
And I do that on InShot still. I don't know. CapCut scares me because of their terms and conditions. Like I truly only use it if I need that pretty font that I use. So I'm still on InShot, but it'll like cut the spaces out or the whatever. And then you can like go through, listen to it. And then if you repeat something, you can like mark off which one you don't want to use and then keep the one you do and you like accept it. And then you can like tweak it a little more. I really do like that.
Love that. And I feel like edits is getting way, way, way better.
Oh, I need to
really good.
Forget about edits. There's just
too much. No, okay. It's getting really good.
I literally forgot about edits. one last thing on AI as just like a quick tip. I don't know if everyone's already doing this. I've just kind of been reluctant to AI, but in the sake of saving time in your content, I love uploading a brief and saying, write me a short, medium length, long caption for Instagram mentioning
all
these points. Have you done this before yet?
No, a caption?
Okay. Yes. Have ChatGPT help you with your captions, because you can upload the brief of like, not the whole brief, but like the point where it's like whatever
they
want you to talk about. You can do this for a script too. You can say, write me a script featuring these 5 bullet points. Write me a 15-second script. Write me a 10-second, write me a 20-second script. Like, write me a script for an Instagram voiceover featuring these bullet points in a very conversational situation. And then it writes it out for you.
Good.
Whatever. And then it's good. And then it'll be like, do you want me to make it more factual? Do you want me to make it sound like more like an influencer? And I'll be like, make it sound a little more casual. So it'll rewrite it a second time, more casual. And then it'll be like, do you want me to spice it up a little bit, or do you want it to be more minimal? And I'll be like, more minimal. I have it write the caption or the voiceover 3 times. And then I pick what I like from each little part. And then I put it into my own script.
Okay.
So I'm not necessarily like just copying like ChatGPT this for me. And then I'm just, you know, voicing over whatever. I have it do it 3 times, and then I pick the parts that I like kind of from each one and which one makes sense, because I feel like it words it in different ways, which is super helpful, but it does save time because you get
out. Are you talking about a voiceover script?
anything. Caption.
Oh, okay. Script. I've done this for a voiceover script, and I agree. It is really good.
Because it helps you just save time. It gets all the bullet points mm-hmm. that you need. But then you can figure out what tone you want it to sound like and, like, how you want to word it. And then still make it your own. Heavy mm-hmm. emphasis on making it your own still. Not yeah, just, like,
definitely.
Copying. So,
oh, yeah.
My little tip that I've been doing lately.
ChatGPT is, like, chuggy. So, like, you have to just take little parts and then make it your own.
Have it write it multiple times in different tones and then pick, like, the line that you like the best from the one and then combine mm-hmm. it into your ideal script. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Helps save time. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one is people copying your content. This is a crazy pet peeve in my head that I truly just do not comprehend that people do this
mm-hmm.
and either just have no awareness of it or they are just blatantly, awarely doing this. Like, mm-hmm. there's truly a fine line between that inspiration and imitation, and people are really crossing that line these days. And it's crazy because it's like, if you are going to cross that line, fine, cross it. But at least the minimum you could do is credit the person who you got, who you copied.
Yeah.
Just say, it's, go buy so-and-so, like really and then it crazy. Makes it so much better.
Yeah, it really does. I don't know. I've said this before, but, like, we are really just blurring the lines and getting into this place of, like, low-key everyone's content is looking way too similar, and I know there's, like, trends and stuff, but I just feel like we really need to unplug and, like,
there are some things that are very signature to people, including yourself.
Yes,
and people are going and doing that, and, like, you,
like, using your signature thing into theirs. Yeah,
and it's just, like, very obvious, but then it's like, if their audience doesn't know who you are, then they have no idea. I don't know. It is truly so crazy to me that people will copy so closely, and, like, we talk about this, like, it's fine to, like, use the same location, but then, like, change up the outfit, change up the pose, like, don't copy the same location, pose, outfit, angle, mm-hmm. etc. Like, you know, like, you gotta make it your own. At a certain
It's just kind of wild right now, honestly. It's very interesting. There's lots of, like, copy paste, and it can be obviously very frustrating. And also, I just wanted to, like, throw this in here because this happened to me recently, and this was my bad, honestly. So I feel like Pinterest, taking things from Pinterest, I, like, kind of forget that Pinterest now is literally just, like, a direct feed of people's Instagrams. So I went to Disneyland, and I was, like, me and my sister, like, created this cute little mood board for what we wanted our, like, Disneyland trip to be. Like, we had, like, little vintagey, like, Disneyland photos that we wanted to take or recreate, or I don't know. We just, like, had this cute mood board. And so, like, one of the pictures on the mood board that I included in my photo dump, because, like, it was from our mood board and I just, like, wasn't thinking, truly. It was from Pinterest, and I put it in the dump, and the girl, like, messages me, and she's like, hey, like, just wondering, like, why you would include this when it's not your photo, it's mine. And I'm like, oh my god, like, I am genuinely so sorry. I, like, for some reason forgot that, like, Pinterest is not. So that's just, like, a PSA for everyone else out there, because I literally feel so bad about that.
Well, I just,
even though it was a picture of balloons, but, like, still.
Right. I want to ask Pinterest, like, how are you? Because obviously now Instagram has that thing where people, if they post your reel, it goes, like, to the original poster or whatever.
Yes.
Credit. But, like, Pinterest doesn't have Pinterest. That. And it's just, like, there are just people out here
stealing left and right.
Yes. People's content. And then it's, like, so then, like, you using that balloon pic, if you just search Pinterest and you're, like, Disney balloons, and that picture comes up with no tags, nothing, like, how are you supposed to know who the original creator is?
So, like, now I know, obviously, you literally cannot use photo. Like, you can't and you shouldn't. And now I I like have that drilled into but, my like, head. Like, even if it's for something cute,
still will.
Will, yes.
And remember, I sent you that photo that that girl used of my suitcase in her like collage on a story or something. Yeah. And I was like, is it weird that like that's literally my suitcase photo? Because it's very signature to things that like I own and post.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
like
forgot
it's
about
my
that.
Curtains and my, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so weird. But did she even know that was my photo? Because if she just
probably
got it off
not.
Pinterest, that someone
because yes.
reposted and someone else reposted and then someone else reposts, like
it just sucks because the people, the people who have these photos up on Pinterest aren't even the original creators. Like, it's people who are actually stealing the creators' photos and just putting it mm-hmm. on their Pinterest to get views. So it's like very confusing. And yeah. I do really wish there was a better way on Pinterest because that like really sucks. But anyways, PSA, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And don't do that. But yeah. So,
super
but okay. Turning it into a positive and like how we solve it. Okay. Yes. Normalize reaching out to the person to like tell them, hey, just so you know, like that is my photo. And it like sucks receiving that like on your end or the other person's end. But like, I think
I
we just need to start normalize doing it.
Yes.
I would rather be aware the person who took your suitcase photo probably did not know because that is crazy. And like, same with me.
Yeah.
Like, it probably looked so crazy that I had some girl's photo in my photo. Like, you know, it, and it wasn't meant for that. I don't know. It just like, we should be reaching out because I think that's the only way to like mm-hmm. help this issue. So normalize reaching out and don't be afraid. Like, you're not being a like a B word.
You're not
okay?
a bad like, person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We should be telling people. Also, I feel like we need to like unplug, consume less, create more. Like, just think about what you want to actually create instead of like taking so much inspo from everyone else. I'm like mm-hmm. really trying to do that. Like, I'm really trying to touch grass and like reconnect and like I just
yeah
and just like stay rooted in your own vision. No one can replace your energy or like your secret sauce. Even if people recreate it, I feel like you have to like find peace and they cannot ever be exactly what you're doing and mm-hmm. what you created. And I feel
and,
like you can
obviously
do that.
Our goal is to inspire too. So it's like we are inspiring,
yes,
which is
it's
great.
True.
But yeah, I just think as creators ourselves, like we should all know and hold ourselves accountable to not blatantly copying people. Like there's those stories on TikTok where people copy other people's exact scripts mm-hmm. and like movements and stuff. And like mm-hmm. all those, that's like so crazy to me that people take the time to do that. But anyway, yeah, just like staying in your lane and like, yeah, get a general idea of inspiration that you want to emulate in a photo, but like not copying every mm-hmm. single little aspect of someone's photo, because then it's just at the end of the day, it's not yours. So, and I feel like we all take pride in the content we create and we're really happy with
yeah.
it. It's like you want it to be as much of you as possible, if that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we should do a part two on this.
Yeah, I'm like, I literally deleted.
No. I think like we'll do part two next week because our intro was a little long because we had to catch up. And I don't want to rush through the other things because I feel like they're all still really good to talk about. And we still have like, honestly, so many more. So I'm like, we could do another one or we can just like, this will be a really good episode the following week.
I think so. Yeah, we'll do a part two and hopefully you guys I know I like actually
I mean I think we just like the first couple ones we are very passionate about, so we talk
yeah.
a long time about each one instead of just kind of like
I'd rather
level touching on them
too.
Yeah, and I'd rather just do that. So we will do a part two next week and we literally have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more things.
And you know what, if you girlies have any that like you're really passionate about and want us to talk about too, like send them in.
Let us
okay.
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do part two. How many did we do this week? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We just yapped a lot okay. this week. So
it's because the first ones were like the big, big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do a part two next week. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes. Our listener of the week is Hannah. Her Instagram handle is at Hannah. So HannahFayeGraham. Hannah Faye Graham. She sent us a really sweet DM recently saying how she listens to every episode. And that just means so much to us. She was just saying that it's like really helped her and truly, that just like makes her whole day and week and everything worth it. So thank you, Hannah, for reaching out and letting us know. She is a supportive queen. Also, she is a travel and fashion girly, super cute style, and also has literally stunning hair. So go check her out. And thank you, Hannah. Shout out to you.
Yes, we're so grateful for the support. And anytime you guys message us or DM us, we love having conversations with you guys one-on-one there. So super appreciative. But thank you guys so much. So excited to be back. And yes. In the sake of making this episode not 3 hours.
2 hours. Yeah, actually, it would be three.
I feel like three for this. We'll do part two on this for the next episode because I feel like there's just so many good topics. And it's just like we don't want to rush through them and we really want to go deep. And I feel like that's just kind of the best productive conversation to have. So we will do part two next episode and hope you guys have an amazing week and an amazing start to November. And we will chat later. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.